Welcome to The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis. I am your host, Cicely Davis.
Welcome back, American Savages, Patriots, Americans, Bleeding Hearts, to another episode of The Savage Truth. I am your host, Cicely Davis. We are over 100 episodes. This is episode 101. What an accomplishment. Thank you for riding along with me. It's an absolute pleasure to have you join me yet again for another exciting episode. So much is going on. It's going to be a glorious 4 years. Now, for you ride or dies who've been with me for all 101 episodes, thank you so very much. I appreciate your support. And those of you who joined in at 10 or 13 or 31 or 46, I appreciate you. I wouldn't want to do this without you. Won't do it without you. I truly, all jokes aside, appreciate your support. For those of you who are new, welcome. Thank you for joining me. Now, I am going to actually welcome you to go back to at least episode 100 because I really stuck my foot into that. And so did Rick and my producers. That was a really fun episode. But if you're deciding to join me right now at 101, thank you so very much. Now, whether you're new or old or returning, I have an ask, and it is this too. Please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube as we get into this, because as always, when you have a president like Donald Trump, there is so much going on. It's been an amazing less than 2 weeks since Donald Trump has been in office. So much is going on. And of course, there's so much to report. Now, the latest in news is, of course, I have to go there. I have to absolutely talk about this. I've been in personal conversations. Actually, be honest with you, if I fully disclose to you, I've gotten into some tivots, okay, a few disputes with some family members over this issue, and we need to talk about this boycott. So, lately, a handful of self-important employees at Target, Walmart, and Amazon, and now I've heard McDonald's and other organizations, have decided to stage walkouts over diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, which of course I said stands for didn't earn it policies, convinced that their absence will bring these corporate giants to their knees. Spoiler alert. And that's the point of this segment right now, is to give them a rude awakening and a spoiler alert. And it is this: it won't bring them to their knees. It won't. These billion-dollar organizations aren't losing sleep over a few disgruntled workers or activists or anyone else throwing tantrums and marching out the door. With vast financial reserves and an endless pool of eager replacements, not to mention automation, okay, these companies will continue humming along without so much as a hiccup, okay? That's the savage truth for the episode today. It will have zero impact, not little impact, zero impact. Meanwhile, the boycotters will soon realize that their brave stand amounted to nothing more than an unpaid day off. And believe me, I've seen some of the workers. They need every penny that they can get. Let's be brutally and savagely honest about that. DEI policies are the corporate equivalent of participation trophies. That's another savage truth. Instead of rewarding skill, talent, and hard work, these initiatives prioritize a checklist of social justice buzzwords, promoting individuals based on factors that have nothing to do with job performance. And I just realized as I made that statement that as long as Donald Trump is in office for the next 4 years, everything I say will pretty much be savage. It'll be a savage truth. It's going to be so fun. This creates inefficiency. It fuels resentment and turns the workplace into a breeding ground for petty grievances like this one. And yet, the employee walking out think that they're striking a blow for justice when in reality, they're just giving management a reason to automate their jobs even faster. That's the savage truth. That's the reality that you don't understand. Not to mention those Black-owned businesses that are being promoted within these stores like Amazon and Target and Walmart. They didn't think about that because it's always just about selfishness. Then there's this delicious irony. DEI is supposed to be about unity, and yet it does nothing but divide. by obsessing over identity and forcing people into artificial categories, these policies breed hostility rather than harmony. And that's what we're seeing. Employees who simply want to do their jobs without wading through ideological landmines are now forced to tiptoe around a minefield of woke absurdity. And when they dare to speak up, what happens? They're dismissed as bigots, or even worse, forced into some cringeworthy sensitivity training session. I can't imagine what that's like. Meanwhile, back in the real world, which is where I live, which is where you live, Rick, okay, Target, Walmart, McDonald's, and Amazon, and all these other corporations are too busy making billions to notice these mini revolts, okay? Losing a few employees is barely a rounding error for them. Here's another savage truth. They can replace the complainers in the blink of an eye, or just lean further into automation. Because let's be real, let's be savagely truthful again. A self-checkout machine never storms out in righteous indignation over company policies. Get that through your heads. The only real impact of these walkouts is that they make it easier for corporations to justify replacing human workers with machines that don't complain. They aren't selfish. They're not self-seeking. They're not trying to bully the very organization that signs their paychecks. Okay? The cold, hard, savage truth is that businesses succeed by hiring based on merit, not identity politics. The best employees are those who produce results, not those who cry the loudest about imagined oppression. And that's exactly what it is, folks. It is imagined oppression right now here in 2025. You got to accept that. You have to take that. You got to put it on a spoon. You got to stick it in your mouth, and you need to swallow it, and you need to be good with that fact. DEI initiatives, instead of fostering diversity of thought or genuine inclusion, have become nothing more than corporate virtue signaling. They don't make businesses better. They make them weaker. They make them less competitive and more prone to endless internal drama. So to all the employees dramatically walking out, thinking they're striking fear into the hearts of corporate overlords, here's a newsflash from yours truly, your girl. No one cares. Not your bosses, not your customers, and certainly not the shareholders, and not me. Okay. The companies you think you're punishing will continue thriving, as a matter of fact, while you'll be left scrambling for a job, wondering why your grand protest didn't reshape the world. You have zero impact. You matter not. Maybe next time, just clock in, keep your mouth shut, do your job, and save the theatrics for community theater. Now, Rick, why is it always Minnesota that has to throw itself in the mix on every issue? I don't know. I just don't understand. I have to ask Rick, because we're here in Minnesota, folks, and maybe he has an answer. I just don't understand why Minnesota that has to throw itself in the mix. Target, a lot of people don't know, is actually based here in Minnesota. Headquarters is here. Maybe it's smart and actually left Minnesota. I don't know. There are a lot of corporations that have left the state of Minnesota and actually hasn't told anyone. Maybe they were smart enough and did that. But Minnesota is based here. And this has to deal with the ungrateful employees and the activists. And so I thought I was almost done with this. I was literally almost just about done with the story and ready to move on. But this just kind of popped in my head. But I saw this article from PBS.org, and it's talking about the civil rights activists who actually gathered outside of headquarters of Target Corporation on Thursday to call for a national boycott of the retailing giant over its decision to phase out the diversity, equity, and DEI initiatives. Okay. So Target announced last Friday that it would join competitor Walmart with a number of other prominent American brands, like I said, to scale back those DEI initiatives, which have come under attack from conservatives and the new White House president, Donald J. Trump. Almost called him doctor.
Nakima Levi Armstrong is a veteran civil rights lawyer here in Minneapolis and founder of the Racial Justice Network. Doesn't that sound like a wonderful institution? Joined other local activists and their supporters at a news conference to urge people to begin the boycott on Saturday, the first day of Black History Month, you know, February 1st. Many of the participants were regular Target shoppers until now, she said. Levi Armstrong said they were stunned that Target, which increased its commitment to building a more diverse workforce in the aftermath of the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis in 2020. I mean, we are so 5 years past that. Give me a break. They backed away from its support of racial equity, according to Armstrong. Now, civil rights activists gathered outside of that to cause a whole lot of hoopla, raising a whole lot of ruckus. And it, again, has had no impact whatsoever.
Okay, so here's what she said, and I quote her from, this is an article that they read from PBS.org. "We thought that they would hold the line. We thought that they would continue to stand for the values that we all hold dear. But instead, they acted cowardly, and they made the decision to bow down to the Trump administration. Well, we are here today saying we will not bow down. We will not step back, and we will not turn around." Okay. Jelani Hussein, executive director of the Minnesota chapter of the Council of Islamic American Relations, another wonderful institution. Doesn't this just make you want to move to Minnesota? This person said that as a company based in the city where Floyd's murder sparked a national reckoning with racial injustice, Target must be called out. And I quote, "We here in Minneapolis today, the good people of the state, are saying to our friends all over the country and all over the world, if you were moved to do something good after the murder of George Floyd, it is time for you to stand up and boycott Target." Now, the organizers of the boycott include local Black Lives Matter groups. Black Lives Matter, are they still around? Didn't they go bankrupt? During the boycott announcement, some speakers cut up their distinctive red Target charge cards as if Target cares. All they want you to do is pay the bill. Okay, while others called on DEI supporters to shop at Costco, which reaffirmed its commitment to DEI last week. Now, that's a membership you should renounce. Here's what I say to all of them, to every activist, to every employee, to Costco, and to any other civil rights attorney or anything else. We just simply say, because we want to move on from this story because we really, truly don't care. And it's certainly not in the next 28 days. Kick rocks. Okay, let's move on to Guantanamo Bay, because Donald Trump has done something extraordinary. It's almost a dream for me. Now, I'm going to have Rick play this video.
They're very dangerous people. They're violent people. I used to say these are more violent than our criminals. In fact, the best part about them is they make our criminals look quite nice, actually, by comparison. They are very violent people. We also have many violent criminals in our country, however, that did not necessarily come here illegally. But I've been arrested 30 times, 35 times, 41, 42 times in a couple of cases, 25 times, 18 times, many for murder and other heinous charges, such as pushing people into subways. As the train's coming along at 45 miles an hour, boom, you get pushed into the subway. They had it last week. Getting them in the head with baseball bats while they're not looking, punching old ladies in the face, knocking them unconscious and stealing their purse. They even break into apartments and rape elderly women and beat up elderly men, beat them to hell. And I don't want these violent repeat offenders in our country any more than I want illegal aliens from other countries who misbehave. And I say, and this is subject to getting it approved, but if they've been arrested many, many times, they're repeat offenders by many numbers, I want them out of our country. I also will be seeking permission to do so. We're going to get approval, hopefully, to get them the hell out of our country along with others, let them be brought to a foreign land and maintained by others for a very small fee as opposed to be maintained in our jails for massive amounts of money, including the private prison companies that charge us a fortune.
Now, that was our president, Donald J. Trump, speaking to a Republican congressional audience and the press, of course, with his recently announced plans to send the worst criminal aliens to Guantanamo Bay as part of his broader immigration crackdown. This move, tied to the newly signed Lake and Riley Act, aims to prevent dangerous offenders from re-entering the U.S., especially when their home countries cannot be trusted to detain them. Okay, so we give all this foreign aid to all these countries, right? They are entitled. They have all this expectation. They have nothing great to say about us. And then in return, we get nothing, right? We send out all these millions of dollars to these foreign countries to help them because they basically cannot exist without American foreign aid. And what do we get in return? We get their criminals. We get their criminals. Venezuela, for example, has had their crime reduced by 77%. You want to know why? Because they sent all their criminals here to the U.S. That just simply needs to stop. Trump emphasized that Guantanamo's 30,000-bed capacity will double the U.S.'s detention capabilities, reinforcing his administration's hard-line stance on illegal immigration. So he's moving to send 30,000 illegal aliens to the Bay. He's also suggesting to send American repeat offenders of heinous crimes to the Bay as well. Now, this is what actually got me excited, because not only am I excited about sending violent, foreign, illegal, alien criminals out of my country, I'm also interested in those born on American soil who continue to repeat time and time and time again, send them away as well. Okay, so we have a beast, a savage of a president who's actually willing to take action and truly put the safety of Americans first. Now, from a Republican perspective, this decision aligns with Trump's promises to secure the nation by taking a no-nonsense approach to crime and border security. Matter of fact, I take that statement back. It's not just from a Republican perspective. This is from an American perspective. Guantanamo Bay has long been a symbol of America's resolve in handling high-risk detainees and utilizing it to house the worst criminal migrants, which ensures they won't threaten American communities. It's simple as that. Now, unlike past Democratic efforts to reduce Guantanamo's use, this approach prioritizes safety over political correctness. That's how you know we have a fantastic president in office. So not only does Trump want to send illegal criminals to Guantanamo Bay, but he suggested something that was, to me, equally intriguing: sending repeat American offenders to the Bay as well. Okay, just those who have repeated vicious, unspeakable crimes, or even if they aren't considered egregious, but those who have a long history of criminal activity and offenses, offending 10, 15, 20, 30 plus times, he suggested an action to send them there as well. Now, this is something I personally dream about, because I want to be able to walk the streets and walk any community, no matter where I go in America, and feel safe. And so do all of you. So do most Americans, right? And finally, it just never ceases to amaze me how many of these woke, out of touch celebrities have to get on social media to draw attention to themselves and make whatever's going on in the country about them. So, of course, now we have Selena Gomez. Now, you've all, I don't know if you have, but many of you have heard or seen the video of this pathetic attention-seeking meltdown over the deportation of violent criminals by Selena Gomez. This is just the latest of examples of Hollywood's out-of-touch, bleeding-heart stupidity. And here we have another clueless celebrity living probably in a gated mansion with armed security, perfectly safe. She has security all over the place. She probably has personal hired security, crying over illegal immigrants who have broken our laws and endangered American lives.
All my people are getting into attacked. I just wanted to say that I'm so sorry. All my people are getting attacked. The children. I don't understand. I'm so sorry. I wish I could do something, but I can't. I don't know what to do. I'll try everything I promise.
The sheer audacity of expecting the public to feel sorry for dangerous criminals instead of the innocent people they've harmed is beyond laughable. It's so intolerable. It's insulting, as a matter of fact. Meanwhile, the working class Americans who actually deal with the consequences of illegal immigration are ignored because their suffering doesn't fit her vapid virtue signaling narrative. The hypocrisy is truly unbearing. I mean, it's so unbearable. I'm choking on it. Now, she did, of course, immediately remove the video after she received constant and berating backlash for her fake crying. Okay. Now, my question is this: where was Selena Gomez's teary-eyed sob fest when American citizens were murdered, when they were assaulted or trafficked by these same illegal immigrants? Where was her emotional breakdown over the thousands of lives lost to cartel-driven fentanyl floodings across our open borders? Nowhere. Because caring about real victims doesn't get likes and retweets from this progressive mob. Instead, she weeps for the criminals, acting as if deporting rapists and drug dealers and gang members is some kind of human rights crisis. It's disgusting. It's just, it makes me want to just vomit in my mouth. I'm not even kidding you. But it's just so entirely predictable at the same time. These privileged Hollywood elites have no concern for the Americans and people who suffer from their reckless, bleeding heart policies. And at the end of the day, Gomez and her pampered peers will never deal with the crime. They will never deal with the chaos and the financial burden that illegal immigration has and continues to create. They will never have their communities overrun, their hospitals overwhelmed, or their loved ones killed by someone who shouldn't have been there in the first place. Yet, they expect hardworking Americans to foot the bill and take the risk, all while being lectured by a clueless billionaire who thinks crying on social media makes her a hero. Maybe she should save some of those fake tears for the countless Americans whose lives have been shattered by the criminals she's so desperate to defend. But that wouldn't be glamorous enough, would it? And she says, my people. And I'm trying to understand who my people were. Is she talking about my people, meaning violent criminals? Because if that's who she's weeping over, she's wasting her tears. Selena Gomez is a billionaire pop star who has spent her entire life coddled in Hollywood luxury, now suddenly thinks she's the spokesperson for illegal immigrants, especially the ones being deported from committing serious crimes. Now, what exactly does she mean by my people? Because the last time I checked, law-abiding Americans of every race and background are sick and tired of violent criminals being allowed to stay in this country just because soft-headed celebrities like Selena Gomez thinks enforcing the law is somehow being mean. Selena Gomez has never had to live in a crime-ridden neighborhood terrorized by the very people she's trying to defend and weep over. She's never lost a loved one to an illegal immigrant who should have been deported years ago, should have never even crossed the border in the first place. But sure, her people are the ones facing consequences for breaking our laws, not the innocent American families who have suffered because of them. What a sick, selfish, and absurd joke of a person she is. So I just simply cannot stand it. Here's the bottom line, folks. We have someone in office who's willing to do what he says. He's taken actions for American people. We are all the more richer, more prosperous, and more safe with the Donald Trump. Okay? And for entitled employees at big corporations, if you want to walk out, so be it. We'll just simply replace you with automation. For celebrities who are self-absorbed and who are just trying to get clicks, you know what? Keep your mouth shut. kick rocks. We don't care about you. We want a safe America. And that, my friends, is the savage truth. So please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And remember, as always, be bold, be strong, be faithful, be true. Till next time, I'm Cicely. The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis is a production of Front Page Magazine and the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Reproduction of this podcast without express written consent is prohibited.